Welcome, Office of the Dhamma. I will show you what is the kind of very good meditation. Very good. Very simple. When you take picture, you got somebody to take your picture. Now I will take your picture. Okay? When I take your picture, I count one. One, you focus the camera, okay? Two, you smile or not? Your mind go back to watch your smile, okay? And smile and watch your smile. When you take picture and they count, two, you smile and watch your smile and feel your smile. Feel your smile, watch your smile. That's right? And now, one, again, you focus the camera. Two, you smile and you watch your smile and see your smile. And I not count three. Can you stay there for 10 minutes? Feeling and watch. Feeling and watch, feeling smile and watch, feeling smile and watch, feeling smile, watch and see how you smile, how you get good smile. Feeling and watch. You cannot focus yourself, then I just use watch yourself. Watch yourself and feeling together. Watch yourself and feeling together. Feeling yourself and watch together. Can you? Calmness come in 5 seconds. I not count three. You still pause like you walk on a catwalk. Walk, walk, walk. Feeling, watch, watch, watch. See your smile. Can you see your smile? When there are many people take your picture. Oh, you are very important man. Huh? Okay, you got calmness and not disturb, not disturb. I give talk in a big hall, 1,000 people. I just feeling and watch myself. See my smile and watch myself. I just give my talk from my spirit and soul because I not disturb. If you just focus people, oh. Who come? Oh, who come? Oh, a lot. Oh, newspaper. Oh, those for this. Your mind disturb. Okay? So, keep your mind back. You always know how to focus. Focus people. Focus your job. But, turn inwards. Watch yourself. Watch your posture. Feel your posture. Watch your sitting. Feel your sitting, feeling and watch and feeling. Watch yourself is mindfulness. Feel yourself is awareness more come up, okay? So this is we call right concentration. Now 90% practice meditation by put concentration here, focus. This is not Buddhist meditation. It make you tension, okay? Buddhist meditation, Buddha said, with mindfulness and awareness and right effort. Three things, mindfulness and awareness and right effort. Okay? Right effort, that means in your heart. Right effort doesn't mean you sit for long, 1 hour, 2 hours. No. Right effort is in your heart. Right effort to let go the past and the future. Don't worry about the past and the future. And just keep conscious at the present moment, knowing, seeing the present moment. Now you have this kind of right effort, that is intention. Intention to let go. Let go all in the past and future. Don't worry. And just intention to know and see yourself. This is right effort. When you have intention to know yourself, see yourself, then just feeling and watch. Can you feel the whole body? And watch. Feel your movement and watch. Okay? Watch and feeling must balance together. You watch only, not feeling, then you got really got stuck. Okay? Don't it make you got stuck, okay? Cannot go further. Now, this session I will let you prove yourself feeling and watch. Feeling your smile and watch. How you feel your smile and watch. Okay? Now, when I take figure again, one, you not smile, you look. Two, you smile. Can you stay there? When you smile, you got more conscious and stay there for 5-10 seconds. From smiling here, feeling together and what? Feeling together, feeling more and more on your smile, it become more expanding. More expanding, become more conscious expanding. From this conscious smile, it become full or whole consciousness come to your body. When you smile, you more conscious on your body or not? And then you got more conscious over the body. You got seeing. Sensing, we use the word sensing. Can you sense from your consciousness? Relax first, relax. Relax and smile, okay? And then you got smile, you got consciousness on your face, and from your face smiling, it become more over the whole body consciousness, okay? Now this is, you got awareness wake up, consciousness wake up, okay? And now, sensing yourself. But now you can sense how you sit. You can sense your body. But how to sense deeply into your mind, your heart, the calmness, the pureness, how? Today, just if you turn inwards, how to turn inward? You know selfie? Have you ever selfie yourself? When you selfie, your mind turn inwards. So this session, I will let you practice by don't have to do anything. When you open eye, can you see yourself? You don't know how to see yourself, but can you selfie? You might turn inwards, okay? But how about can you selfie? Selfie your thought? Selfie your heart? Selfie your emotion? Selfie deep into your heart? This is really simple technique because you know how to selfie yourself. But today, with selfie technique, because why? When you sit meditation not long, 5 minutes, you fall asleep. But when you selfie, you not fall asleep. Okay? Even you close your eye, you must feel and watch and see yourself. One word, selfie. Close your eye and selfie now. Don't think, just do. Do it now. Selfie. Selfie. Selfie your smile. Selfie the whole body relax. Selfie your mind, your heart, deep in your heart. Just selfie. Selfie, how your heart look good or not? ugly or not, dirty or not, selfie. When you selfie, you can see something in your heart. Selfie yourself, you smile. Selfie your heart, you just a bit smile in your heart together, can you? Selfie your heart, a bit smile in your heart. Then you can see mental quality in your heart, good or bad. Just now, don't have to use any method. Whenever you got knowing, seeing, seeing, knowing, seeing, your cell, your body, your mind or your heart deep inside, one word, selfie. Can you selfie this body sitting and breathing in? Can you selfie how breathing in, how breathing out? Selfie technique very helpful for you to go into the calmness very fast. Just selfie, selfie, selfie. Selfie how you breathing in, how you breathing out. If you selfie your body sitting and breathing, then you can selfie seeing your mind, seeing your sensation, your heart, and deep in your heart. Selfie, 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 selfie. With a big smile, selfie your face, you have a big smile on your face. How about selfie into your heart? A bit joy and smile in your heart. Then you can see more thing in your heart. Selfie, and then just mindful selfie your body to your heart. Now everybody doing much better. If you open eye, selfie, selfie. When you selfie, your spirit and soul come back, see the body. Spirit and soul see the body. But how the spirit and soul see your mind and your heart, okay? Close your eye and selfie by smile in your heart. Selfie only. Selfie your body, you see your body. When you see your body, you can see your body now. Don't do any job, only breathing in and breathing out. Then you see selfie how this body sitting and breathing in and breathing out. When you selfie more and more over the body, you can see sensation of the body. Then you can see sensation come from your mind or from your heart. Then you can see mind activity, selfie, sensation, your mind activity. Then you can see deep in your mind, in your heart, what mental quality you got, good or bad. Selfie, don't have to think. You know already how to selfie, but you only selfie your body, your face. Today, selfie your mind and heart. Then you can see your thought and your feeling. Selfie with smile in your heart, a bit smile only, a bit only, and selfie. You can see beautiful mind inside, freedom of mind inside, selfie only. When you got thought will bring your mind to go out. When you got thought, just selfie your thought. Then thought become going away, okay? If you have doubt, selfie your doubt. When your doubt going away, then you can see your breathing still going on. Then selfie your breathing going on every moment. But when you have thought, you forgot your breathing. You're breathing every second. So when thought comes, selfie thought, then thought disappear, then you got self-realization, knowing, seeing you are breathing at the present moment. Selfie only, don't do anything. Selfie, selfie, selfie. Selfie with smile. Smile to yourself deep inside. Selfie with smile to yourself deep inside. Then you will go home inside. If you know how to selfie, even you open your eye look at people, but you got camera selfie yourself all the time. It will protect you from thought. That's right?
I have a question.
Yeah, what question?
Can you think through something? Let's say I have something to do for tomorrow, but in the same time, to have this calm, this mindfulness.
No. You just develop seeing calmness first, okay? When you got calmness, then you think with calmness what to do tomorrow, okay? You must got calmness, come back home and think at home. Your home is calmness. If you think with disturbance, your thinking maybe make you suffer, okay? But if you think with good quality of mind, calmness first you can think systematically what to do tomorrow, next. Without calmness, it's frustration. Think to do that, worry about that, about this. So don't worry, somebody ask question. In the calmness, can I think? Yeah. If you got in the calmness already, okay, and think in the calmness, okay? The Buddha said, think about what? In the calmness. Think about why you suffer and what is the cause of suffering. Okay, we use this in the contemplation, okay, contemplation. Of ourselves, how to contemplate yourself, calmness first, and then when you think in the calmness, it become contemplation. If you don't have calmness, you got thinking all the time, it become frustration. But calmness, when you think, you can got more contemplation with understanding, okay? So the Buddha say, when you got calmness, you just develop seeing the Four Noble Truths. When you just sit in the garden, you got natural contemplation. How old are you now? 50, 60. And what you did before? You think what you got? Before you do a lot, what you got? Got tired. Okay. Nothing. Okay. Then what you will do next? In the calmness, you will have a good contemplation. So today I just tell you technique to go into the calmness quickly. Not only go in the calmness, take 10-15 minutes I give you technique. Now, whenever you watch yourself and feel yourself, calmness come in 10 seconds. That's right. Then you can think what to do. But in the practice, we think about ourselves. How old am I now? It's okay. You still healthy? You not sick? No. I always go to hospital. Why you ask me not sick? You know, you take me to hospital. And you okay now? You have any sickness? In the comment, when you think about sickness, you will get dispassion. Okay? Dispassion. Do you understand? Okay? This in dispassion. If you don't have calmness when you think, you got more passion, more desire, okay? When you calmness, then you think about yourself, enough, let go. I'm going become adult now, okay? And I still disturb, I still suffer. When you got calmness, then when you think, you will see the cause of suffering, okay? And then you will find the way to the cause of suffering, to end the suffering. Okay? Then you will got wisdom. See, oh, I attach. More attachment make me suffering. Okay? Just let go attachment. Okay? Okay, you got desire, but not too much desire until you got more attachment. Desire, everybody got desire, but should be limit of desire, okay? Not too much until you cannot control yourself. That means you already attached, okay? So now you know, because of desire make you attachment. Because of attachment make you feeling of selfness. This is mine, more attachment. This is mine, but someday, sometime, this is mine. It's foreign, it's lost, you got suffering, okay? But you know, this is mine, but okay, not too much attached. Just keep it. If it lost, broken, never mind. You can afford to buy a new one, okay? So the Buddha just want you to develop calmness first. And in the calmness, develop knowing, seeing. Knowing what? Seeing what? First knowing, seeing. This person, how this person now? You don't want to go to hospital. This person always go to hospital. You don't want to be old and older. Now you're getting old and older. Okay? Last year and this year and the following year, oh, everybody old and older. And you don't want to go dead, but one day, or even your friend, still young, die already, yes, today or yesterday. So life now, you see, has no security, okay? And what you do in this life for your spirit and soul? No, you do for your desire and attachment. And what you got when you do for your desire and attachment? You got fire to burn yourself, and then you attach, okay? And then you not never enough, and then you make your suffering, okay? But how to develop wisdom with knowing seeing? So today I just train you to develop knowing seeing yourself. This is only beginning of vipassana, knowing seeing the body, sensation, and thought and mental quality. More vipassana, you must knowing, seeing why suffering. Okay? Suffering and why suffering. And you must develop knowing, seeing the cessation of suffering. When you see suffering, why suffering? Then you can see, because I attach. When you see suffering is not because people speak good or bad to you, you got suffering because you attached. You want them speak good to you, but when they speak bad to you, you disappointed, and then you angry. Okay? But if you're not attached, no suffering. Even they speak good or bad, you not take it. You're not attached, you're not suffering. This is what we want to develop more insight, okay? Seeing with wisdom. But seeing with wisdom, you need to develop seeing yourself first. Seeing yourself, the body, sensation, mind, and mental quality. When you can see this thing, then you can see what in your mind you got made you suffering. Can you see? If you cannot see the breathing, the feeling, sensation, then you cannot go further to inside meditation to see the cause of suffering. Okay? So that's why we have step to develop vipassana. So that's why the Buddha said you need to develop seeing the four foundations first. Okay? That's why you say, I focus my breathing. You focus your breathing. Suffering is not on your breathing. Okay? But you focus, just watch your breathing and see your mind. Because suffering is come from your mind. Okay? But now, first we don't go deep into vipassana. We just watch the breathing and see mind, the calmness first. Okay? When you have this skillful method, watch whatever, doesn't matter. Watch your breathing, see your mind. Watch your sitting posture, see your mind. And then watch people, see your mind. Okay? When you don't like people, these people, you might think bad. Okay? See your mind. When you see your mind, then you will correct yourself, not think bad. They all also human being, okay? Okay? So now just see your mind. You talk, what you do in daily life? You tell me you very busy, no time to practice meditation, but even you got a lot of business. You got only three things to do, three jobs to do in daily life, you know? What job in daily life to do? What job? Speaking, doing, thinking, three jobs. See your mind. When you speak, see your mind, good or bad. When you're doing, see your mind or your heart, feeling good or bad. Okay? And see your mind when you think good or bad, with desire, attachment, or envy, or whatever. Okay? See your mind, your heart. First, you see your mind here as thought, then it's not think bad, it's think good. When it think good, it got calmness. When you got more thinking good and calmness, then you can see you think good because your heart is good. Okay? But sometimes you think bad because your heart got attached, okay? It suffer, okay? Then when you have skill to see your mind and calm very fast, then you see deep into your mind, into your heart, you can realize the truth. Suffering is not because he speak good or bad. It's because you attached and you expect something, okay? You understand now? This you got the light of wisdom. Okay, so today, you know, we have 5 minutes for question. So now, you know why I emphasize training you see by mindfulness, see by awareness, and see how you walk forward, walk back. This is only starting. Then you need to develop, not only see how you walk, see how you feel. And then you must see not only how you feel, see why you suffering. And what is the cause of suffering? When you see the cause of suffering, you see the cessation of suffering. And then you see the way of suffering. This is complete vipassana. Okay? So now, how to see yourself? Today, I make summary. I just tell you how to see yourself. Turn inward. You never turn inward. You always watch people. You never watch yourself. How to watch yourself? I tell you how to watch yourself. Take picture now. One, you watch camera. Watch me. Two, you watch yourself and see yourself. This is direct way. Okay? When you see yourself, you got calmness. After calmness, you must see deep in the calmness what you got in your heart. You got calmness, but your heart still got something distract or something suffer. Then calmness first and just learn by explore, seeing, how to see inside. Today I tell you smile. Smile first, then when you smile, you shift your heart from suffering. If you still cling suffering, you cannot see suffering and let go. When you smile, you shift your heart from suffering, then you see, oh, you are stealer, you a lover. No, I know you are a lover. I know, I see you. Then the lover disappear. Okay? Now see your mind. How to see your mind? See your body first. Before we finish, I just tell you, just see yourself, how to see yourself. Now, you open your eye the whole day. You sometimes blur and lost your eye look because your eye open, but you not wash. Today I teach you only just wash together. I open my eye, my mind wash. I look that, my mind wash. Look that, wash. And when my mind wash, my mind got seeing clearly, okay? So look and wash and see. This is your homework, okay? And look and wash and see yourself more, okay? Okay? Look and wash and see yourself. Today I tell you, in the bathroom, can you wash yourself? Then 100 story in the bathroom become less, 10 story, 5 story, and no story. Peace in the bathroom. Wash yourself, see yourself. Now you have 2 time practice, morning and before going to bed. And wash yourself, 3 meal. You have 3 meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Can you wash? You are eating, you are drinking. Okay? When you wash more, this we call wash body in the body. The Buddha said, contemplate the body outside, contemplate the body inside. Now I teach you how to contemplate the body inside, starting from washing in your mouth. 3 meals, you will eat with calmness. But if you wash, not wash in your mouth, you eating and with a lot of thought. Okay? Now you have homework. And before finish, I just want you to wash in front. This is mindfulness. See things around. For example, wash the way you walk. And see beautiful tree and flower along the way. Together, can you? Okay? Or you drive. Watch the way you drive and see cars coming together. Okay? And when you can see beautiful tree and flower when you walk, or you drive, you can see car coming together with you. Then you will have more mindfulness, okay? And more calmness. See yourself who is driving. Then you got calmness. See yourself who is walking. Then you got calmness. So only practice in daily life. Wash in front, see surrounding. And when you can see surrounding, you can see yourself. For example now, you wash me. Can you see your friend? Not by eye. Not by eye to look. You watch me, can you see your friend? Okay, can you see? By mindfulness, expand, observe. Watch and observe, you can see everything, that's right. Watch and observe, observe and see. Now watch and see, watch and see. If you can see your friends, everybody, or not everybody, but you can see more and more, that is, you can see the nature around you. If you can see the nature around you, everybody is a nature. Okay? Okay? If you can see the nature around you, you can see even you are sitting in the nature. Okay? Then you can see you are sitting with calmness because you can see nature around you. Okay? But now you only look. When you look, you don't see surrounding, you will got formation of thought. I like him, I don't like him. Now you don't see the nature. You just make judgment, this is good, this is bad, okay? But when you watch, you see things around, then you see everything is the nature, okay? Nature, okay? Just now again, I will let you to see yourself. When you look in front, watch in front, can you see surrounding together? If you can see surrounding together, you can see yourself. If you can see yourself, what do you see? You can see yourself with thought, more or less. If you can see yourself, it become less thought. If you can see yourself, you can see your mind become less thought, and no thought. Okay? But no thought, can you see you still got disturbance or some suffering in your heart or body? Just see yourself, see the body first. See the body, see your heart. See the body, see your heart. Your heart become less body, and then freedom of mind, okay? So see yourself, the body. When you see the body, how you sit, how you move, you can see your thought. Don't try to focus your thought. Don't try to focus your heart. You must see your heart by seeing your body first. See your thought by seeing your body first. Okay? Okay? That's why the Buddha said you must practice mindfulness seeing starting from the body. Then you can see the sensation, mind and mind object. But people always focus the mind. Lose awareness, losing awareness, seeing body, okay? Awareness, seeing body, don't say, then they focus the mind, then they become got caught in the mind, okay? Just see the body, okay? Don't jump inside. You see the liver, water in the liver, very dirty. Don't jump inside. You just standing on the bank of the liver, and just see the dirtiness in the liver and standing on the bank of the river. This is the bank of the river, your body. Okay? When you stay on the bank of the river, you're not involved. When you're not involved, your mind, when you're not involved, no self, it become clear and clean, clean and clear more and more by itself. Okay? Now again, just watch in front, see surrounding. Then you can see your mind calmness more and more because you wake up, see the surrounding. Before you just not see anything. Now you wake up, see surrounding. If you see surrounding, you can see the present moment. How are you? How your mind? How your heart? And then you not disturb because you see surrounding, and surrounding is not you, not belong to you. It belongs to nature. Everybody is nature. Okay? Before you expect that, expect this, now you don't have any expectation. You're not attached. Okay? Then you can see the way to go to the pureness of mind. Okay? Now smile. Can you see deep in your heart when you smile? This is, you got meditation practice in daily life by opening eye. Your eye open, see in front, and see around, and see yourself, and see yourself to your mind, to your sensation, to your mind, to your heart, and deep in your heart, and with smile, if you let go all distraction, all suffering, all attachment, when you smile, you got your heart stay at home, okay? Now we go to the nature of mind. Just keep more mind a bit, okay? Even you got problem in life, before you got problem, you talk chat with your friend. I have this problem. No, you don't have good meditation. If you have problem in life, you have suffering in life, don't talk to people. Chat. Your problem, you tell your heart. My problem, I solve myself. Okay? How to solve yourself? Just see and accept. Accept and understanding more. Accept you got problem with understanding. Accept with understanding, then you can let go of all suffering. Okay? Just now, see yourself with accept. When you see yourself into your heart, you need to develop wisdom. Accept what you are, how you are now, with understanding. See yourself deep in your heart. You need with accept, understanding. Then you can let go of suffering. Okay? See yourself. Whatever you got, accept. Because you make it, okay? Nobody make your suffering. You make yourself suffering. Accept. Oh yeah, I make myself suffering. Then you can free your heart from suffering. See your suffering and accept. Then you got wisdom, understanding. Then you free from suffering. That's why the way to the end of suffering, you need understanding, or we call wisdom. Okay? So that's why in the Buddhist philosophy, the Buddha just tell you to your wisdom, seeing the Four Noble Truths, the suffering, the cause of suffering, the cessation of suffering, and the way, okay, to the end of suffering. Okay, so I think today you learn a lot, but at least you know how to see yourself, not by eye, by awareness, mindfulness and awareness together, okay? And hope that you will improve, and wish to see next year more improvement, okay? And we learn more together. Thank you so much. We finish this session. Sathu, sathu, sathu.